Good morning. Light snow began to fly across interior New York and New England after midnight and became steady across the region over the last few hours. Most locations waking up to a dusting of snow and others up to a couple of inches, primarily across the northern half of New York and most of Vermont. Southern locations across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, just a light coating of snow where the snow is breaking up more early this morning. A couple of disturbances, one taking energy into southern Canada, and another taking moisture off the mid-Atlantic coast, sort of splitting this storm in half, and with us in between these two low-pressure centers, we'll probably see the steadiest precipitation wind down as some light snow over the next few hours. As a result, temperatures will be allowed to climb above freezing, so after starting in the 20s, we'll push through the 30s and up toward 40 in many locations, with primarily just some light and spotty rain and snow showers from mid-morning through the afternoon. As the storm system lifts out, high pressure will build in and will start a drying trend later today and especially tonight. Skies will become partly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the mid to upper 20s. The weather will stay dry with that high pressure center in control tomorrow. We'll even have a good amount of sunshine during the morning. However, clouds will begin to increase during the afternoon as another wave of low pressure approaches from the Gulf Coast. Right now, it looks like this will make an approach on Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning with another round of light snow or rain and snow, so Wednesday morning's drive could be tricky as well. In the afternoon, though, again, a few rain and snow showers with highs around 40. Following this system, much colder air will begin to enter the region from the north and west. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. With that front passing through, it'll be breezy with scattered snow showers back into the middle and upper 30s. Lower to mid-30s with blustery weather on Friday and scattered snow showers. And then over the weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, only in the lower 30s and staying in the lower 30s with a chance of more snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe storms across parts of the central Gulf Coast region. An upper-level low will move into the southern plains today. Thunderstorms associated with the warm advection will form ahead of this system in the lower Mississippi Valley, but the severe threat should remain marginal into the early afternoon hours as the higher quality moisture remains offshore. The stronger moisture advection will occur in the mid to late afternoon, and dew points are forecast to increase into the mid to upper 60s. In addition, the wind shear environment will markedly improve, and this may be enough for a severe threat by sunset. The greatest storm threat, though, is expected to develop during the late evening and overnight hours as all of the severe weather parameters increase. This will result in an increased tornado risk with wind damage possible as convective coverage increases. On the colder side of this storm, winter storm warnings are in effect for the northern plains where 6 to 10 inches of snow could fall, primarily in northern parts of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a south wind at 29 gusting to 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and light snow and fog, 29 degrees, the dew point 25, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain ending, then mostly cloudy near 50, Boston snow and rain near 40, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 30, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 26 hundredths of an inch for the month and 31.89 inches for the year. Just a trace of snow yesterday, that's 1.2 inches of snow below normal for the month and 2.3 inches for the year, which is 2 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 65, set in 2001, and the record low, 2, in 1926. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow through mid-morning, then snow showers later today with highs in the mid-30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow showers through mid-morning, then rain and snow showers later today with highs in the mid-40s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow through mid-morning, then rain and snow showers later today with highs in the upper 30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow showers through mid-morning, then a few rain and snow showers later today with highs around 40, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Light snow through mid-morning, then rain and snow showers later today, and highs in the upper 30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then increasing clouds, dry in the upper 30s. Snow and rain and snow Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning, then rain and snow showers Wednesday afternoon near 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy with snow showers on Thursday in the mid to upper 30s. More snow showers, blustery and colder Friday, lower to mid 30s. Sunshine on Saturday mixed with some clouds, lower 30s, and mostly cloudy with light snow or snow showers Sunday and highs staying in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.